Ovis Pegdal Mishneches.
Huayayimed is another member from Vishmo Benoshir of Yosi. Altehe Don Yechidi. He's picking up the theme of what the relationship should be. A Bezdin sits several day on him. Lamaise, if two parties accept on themselves, so we're a Dain Mumcha, can sit al pi alocha. However, even though Batsimi could sit himself, the Midas Chasidus, which is Mechaifim, by taking this role seriously, like we said in the previous Mishnah, then he won't be done by himself, because it's easier to make a mistake when one doesn't have the feedback of other Dayanim listening and weighing and deliberating with. And look how he says it. She'ein don yichidi elo echod. The yachas of a Dayan, like we explained in the previous Mishnah, is to be completely aware and connected to the fact he's representing the Koyach Elikus. Elikim nitza badas keil. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a Dayan Yochid, and he's Dan Bi Yochid, he's Yechida Shaloylam. When a person can step into a role, it means he doesn't appreciate that he's right now filling Kivi Yochid, the Rebbeinu Shalom's place in the world. He doesn't take that seriously, there's something missing in his Yerushalayim. Val Toima Kablu Daiti. He shouldn't say to the two people, listen to what I have to tell you, because I'm Mumcha and Memele Yumuchuiv to listen to me. He shouldn't force his opinion on others as a dayan, shein rashoyim v'loyoto. The Mefarshim explained that the dayan over here is forcing the other two dayanim that he takes with, kablu dayti, he's a yochid mumcha, should take others. Even if he's the outstanding mumcha in town, he should take others, because it's always advised to be able to have reflection by being able to share ideas with other people. Other people always have, there's a certain anova and a certain reality check that a person has whenever he has to explain his ideas to other. He has to be machnei himself. The emes will come out. He shouldn't intimidate them by saying, kablu daiti, I'm bigger than you are. Shein rashoin, they're allowed to reject. If they were taken into the bezin, they're allowed to reject his opinion. Veloyato, you're not allowed to reject them. They're the two, you're the one. This is all Tosefos on what was said in Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Yonis Noimer. Tana Rabbi Yonison has an interesting place, the only place he's mentioned in Mishnayis. But we do have the Tana Rabbi Yonison on record in one place as a very significant Chelik of Teresh Bapeh. Rabbi Yonison and Rabbi Yoshio are Talmidim of the Chelik of Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Not Rabbi Shmuel that we just had, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yoshio Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Shmuel the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Kiva, where we explained in Perek Gimel that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva have Makoriyistika, Yesoidistika Machloikisin, had a darshan in Midrashi Apsukim, and that was the Chelik of Maseres HaTorah that's Miyuchid to Rabbi Shmuel, was in that realm. The two Tanoim, Rabbi Yonison and Rabbi Yoshio, not Rabbi Yoshio that we have later on, who's from the Tanoim of the last door of Tanoim of Brises. Rabbi Yoshio, Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Yoshio are the two Mibes Midrosh Shabenu HaKodesh, they're the Mechabrim of the Tesefta and many of the Brises. Talking about earlier, they're Talmidim of the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, which is right after Churban Bayis. It says that when the Shmad took place 50, 60 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they set out to Bovel, then Lamaisa they turned around. So their Lamaisa, Be'ikvois Mechilta, which is the Mechilta, is the Halocha Brises on Sefer Shmuel. And it's called the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel. In the Mechilta, which is Al Pi Seder de Rabbi Shmuel taught, Midrashe HaMikrois, we find many, many Machlokes in Yonis and Rabbi Yoshe. They're the two Ikebali plucked over there. That was written in their base Medrash. So here Rabbi Yonison says, Kol HaMakayim Es HaTorah Me'oini, Soifel HaMakayim Me'oishe. V'chol HaMevatel Es HaTorah Me'oishe, Soifel HaVatel Me'oini. When a person has a Yachas, this is a Mida Keneged Mida. Oisha and Oini are given to a person in order to bring him to a high madrega. If he's Mikayim HaTorah Me'oini, that means he learned Torah on a madrega mitoichanius, so then once he passed that course, there's no need for him to continue the Oini. He already successfully passed. It's also once he's proven himself that he's used his Kalim for Gadlos Batorah, then there's no reason for him to have to struggle through the Oini. The Oini is not, the Oisha is not going to take him away from Torah. But Faket, Kolam Vatl, as a Torah Mi Oisha, which means generally speaking, that Mitoich Oshri, Mitoich Comfort, Mitoich Ribui Gashmi, he's Mavatl Min HaTorah, and he's not connected to Torah. So then Seifel Vatl Mi Oini, then he'll be Mavatl Torah Mitoich Oini. They say that when Rebaron Kotler, Schus Yogan Aleinu, was told over a vort from Briskerov, Yeshua Leib Diskin, that Teiru Mitechaini, Teiru Mitech Oisha doesn't only refer to physical wealth, money, but it refers also to Kishin. Rebaron was beside himself. He burst out crying. He couldn't be beruhigt. And he said to those around him, I was never zeichet to learn Teiru Mitechaini. Rebaron was a Ilui Otsum Mileida. He was never zeichet to that beginning of learning Teiru Mitechaini. This is the same Rebaron. Then when Rebellion Lapian one time came to Lakewood, to say Shmuz, and Rebellion, who was then in his 80s, he's talking about the mid-50s, was mapping his brow. It was hot during the summer. There was a noisy fan. There wasn't air conditioning. And he had to speak above the fan, and it was very hot. And Rebaron asked him, after speaking for 45 minutes, if he wanted to rest. He was exhausted. And he looked at Rebaron with a look on his face. He said, Vosest? Odom la'omol yulod. Rebaron heard that line. He put his head down the shtender and he wept and he wept and he wept. He was nesir. Rebaron was a tremendous bal regesh from the tvius of Chazal, and he saw in this kol she'eni mekayim b'toich oini. He never had that bechina b'toich oini. He had his own nesiyonis, but not lack of kishin. He couldn't be baruch.